I'm Sarah Whitman, and this audio is entitled Time Management. What we do with our time can be based on necessity, habit, passion, and many other factors. Outside of necessity, for example, going to work, what we do with our time is often based on priority, whether we realize it or not. What's important to you? What do you like or love? These are our priorities in life. The fact that you are reading these materials demonstrates that your dog is a priority to you. And as we've learned here, diet is one of the most basic, vital, and beneficial ways to care for him or her. Therefore, learning to prioritize your dog's diet can be highly rewarding and valuable. Adding a few time management techniques might further assist you in your mission to care for your dog through diet. So here are some tips. Take time to get into this new habit. Starting anything new means getting into a new habit. As time progresses, you will learn how to put your dog's meals together easily, and it won't seem time-consuming or overwhelming. Start slow and don't beat yourself up if you feel overwhelmed or confused. This is a process. Make large batches. Crock pots, soup pots, baking pans, and cookie sheets all allow space to cook large batches. You can batch out enough for 2 to 3 days or longer and freeze. In time, you can have a fully stocked freezer full of nutritious dog food. Let the cooking vessels do the work. Many cooking vessels make it easy to make large batches, but they also do most of the work for you. As mentioned in the last tip, you can use crock pots, cookie sheets for non-spilled dry ingredients, baking pans, and soup pots to assemble the ingredients. The vessels do the rest. There's no need to hover over a hot stove unless you enjoy it. Use frozen vegetables sometimes. Pre-cut, pre-chopped, and pre-sliced. Just give them a quick rinse and add to other ingredients. Some frozen fruits work too. Plain no-sugar added blueberries are an excellent choice, for example. Use ready-made foods. Sardines are an example. Just open the can, rinse, and add. Incorporate your dog into your dietary routines. This option is covered in a previous section, but is worth mentioning again because it is such a handy trick. Think of your dog when you grocery shop. Also covered in a previous section, but also worth mentioning repeatedly. You are at the store anyway. While you're there, you can stock up on healthy ingredients for your dog. This is a great time saver. Pre-chop fresh vegetables and bag for later. Chop, bag, freeze, and use as needed. Use a blender or food processor. If you don't feel like chopping, add washed, trimmed whole vegetables to a blender or food processor for quick breakdown. Keep often used recipes close by. If you're following specific recipes, put them in one place for easy access. Pick times when you feel relaxed, attentive, or excited about making dog food. Think about your schedule and other factors that may come into play. There may be days when you are just too busy or stressed or tired from a busy day or just don't feel like doing anything. These are not the times to force yourself to cook. If you choose the right times for you, the transition will be easier, the habit will form more quickly, and the rewards will feel more substantial. I hope you've enjoyed this audio, and you can always visit dogfoodcoach.com for more.